I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. What do Pakistan and Sweden have in common? Arson. Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International says last week's mosque burning in central Sweden made Pakistani radicals pretty angry. ISIS-related violence is causing more Muslims to question their faith, though. This is making them more open to people like FMI-supported pastors.
For someone even to openly question Islam right now, they're pretty serious about wanting to know the truth. We want to make sure that we're resourcing the pastors with the tools they need in order to answer those people's questions.
Next, would you go to jail for your faith? How about getting beat up for it? Open Doors USA is reporting several people in Central Asia have been severely persecuted for believing in Christ. One man was beaten up by radical Muslims. A woman who was arrested and fined for attending a secret church may lose her job. Neither of them thought they could go to police. They knew they'd be ignored. Pray their faith will grow stronger despite the persecution they're facing. And it's pretty cool in this day and age that we can actually comfort and help persecuted Christians from home. David Shibley of Global Advance says that's why they merged with Alpha Relief earlier this year. Shibley tells us how this partnership and your support affects the persecuted.
We were able to get financial assistance and a secure passage for a woman whose family was brutally murdered. She is now experiencing the loss of her family. And her life is now taking a very dramatic turn. But she knows that there are those who care for her.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Keep tracking your busy schedule and pray for people around the world. Get the Vision Beyond Borders 2015 prayer calendar, and it's free. Call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link there. I'm Greg Yoder.